In this bulletin, the US administration announces Iran is standing down amid increased conflict in the Middle East. The New South Wales government announces extra money to rebuild bushfire-affected communities. And the Duke and Duchess of Sussex reveal plans to reduce their roles as senior members of the royal family. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. US Senate leaders have cautioned President Donald Trump and Iran to exercise restraint to ease rising tension in the Middle East. President Donald Trump says it appears Iran is standing down after yesterday's missile strikes on two US bases in Iraq. Senator Chuck Schumer says US citizens are rightfully concerned about a war with Iran, and he's condemned the latest attack.
Now more than ever, the United States must be clear-headed and sure-footed about what comes next. The American people do not want a war with Iran, and the president does not have the authority to wage one.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is extending the state of disaster and urging people to leave affected areas early where possible. Emergency authorities are worried about dangerous fire conditions tomorrow and are urging communities to prepare for the worst. The Weather Bureau is forecasting hot and windy conditions for Friday, with an afternoon change and temperatures of 40 degrees in Gippsland. Mr. Andrews says warning messages will be sent out to people in the fire zones if authorities can't guarantee their safety.
It's always difficult to predict how challenging the next couple of days will be, but with so much fire in the landscape, with such a massive fire edge, with hot weather and significant winds, there's every reason to think we are going to have more fire today and, of course, tomorrow and potentially right into the weekend.
The New South Wales Premier is offering extra funding to support bushfire victims to redevelop lost infrastructure. The government has announced $1 billion towards rebuilding communities ravaged from the bushfires. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the money will contribute to repairs and stimulating communities over 2 years.
As a government, we're announcing $1 billion new money to go towards rebuilding our communities across the state, whether it's state assets, whether it's critical infrastructure, to make sure our communities can rebuild and focus on the future as quickly as possible.
Almost 1,900 homes have been destroyed so far this bushfire season. Ukraine has decided its aviation companies won't operate in Iranian airspace after a crash killed 176 people. It's suspected technical problems were behind the crash of a Boeing 737-800 outside Tehran, but officials are still investigating. There were Iranians, Canadians, Ukrainians, Swedes and others from Afghanistan, Germany and Britain on board. Former car company boss Carlos Ghosn says he fled Japan to escape what he calls a rigged system, but he would be prepared to face court under fair circumstances. The ex-Nissan chief has spoken out, saying he wasn't confident he'd face a fair trial on charges of underreporting earnings and misappropriating funds. Mr. Ghosn insists the charges are baseless.
I would be ready to stand trial anywhere where I think I can have a fair trial. Anywhere. But the only reason for which, if somebody could guarantee to me, which was not the case of my lawyers, when I asked my lawyers many times, and they will tell you that, in Japan, will I have a fair trial? They were very embarrassed. They told me, we're going to do everything for you to have a fair trial. And they kept saying this to me, which worried me a lot.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle have announced that they'll step back as senior members of the royal family. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex plan to raise their son Archie in both the United Kingdom and the United States. In a statement, the royal couple says it plans to become financially independent and will launch a new charitable entity. Royal commentator Alastair Bruce says it's a significant move.
So I don't know what route they'll take, but certainly this is a substantial decision. It will require a great deal of support, no doubt, from their families, and they will have been very clear to make sure that they've got that, I'm sure. After all, a great deal of effort has been made by the royal family to make sure that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are greatly welcomed into the institution.
The pair will also keep working with the Queen and other members of the royal family. In tennis, Andy Murray's one-time coach, Alex Krejci, believes the former world number one should focus on arriving at Wimbledon in peak condition following his latest injury setback. The 32-year-old Scot withdrew from this month's Australian Open with a pelvic injury sustained playing at the Davis Cup finals in November, meaning he'll miss another Grand Slam tournament. Krejci says Murray should build this year around a specific target such as Wimbledon, where he won the title in 2013 and 2016. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 28 degrees. Adelaide, very hot and sunny, 40. Melbourne, sunny with smoke haze, 31. Hobart, mostly sunny, 28. Canberra, smoky, 28. Wollongong, possible light shower and hazy, 23. Sydney, cloudy with smoke haze, 25. Newcastle, possible shower, 25. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.